The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If I was a person in the time of Jesus, I would have been absolutely thrilled that Jesus came. That's not right. That's a lie. I would have been upset. I would have been mad. I would have been downright angry. I would have been a word that starts with P and rhymes with kissed. You see, Jesus is not at all what was expected. I would have wanted this warrior king to show up to help overthrow the Roman Empire, and instead we get this man, this carpenter's son, who really did not do anything, or so it seems. And this person then tells us that, to quote the only person you should be quoting in church, Snoop Dogg, "It's all good, good." You see, Jesus had many expectations to what he was supposed to be. The prophets, or the Nevi'im, wrote long ago that when the Messianic age came, there would be peace. There would be an end to war, and everyone would fall under God and worship the one true God. Still, others held onto the promise made in 2 Samuel that Jesus would be from the line of David. Now that kind of checks out depending on which book of the gospel you're reading. You know, 2 out of 4 isn't bad. But also in the Dead Sea Scrolls, we see that Jesus was supposed to be this priest, this high priest, a priest of all priests. We also see in the Dead Sea Scrolls that he was supposed to be a warrior king, someone who could overthrow any government, someone who would be able to take up arms and basically defeat the entire world armies by himself. Jesus was not really any of these things. So we see a large disappointment in who Jesus was. It's no wonder why the crowds came to Pilate saying, "This person, this Jesus, he's claiming all these things, but really he's failing to meet our expectations." And then you see the encounter with Pilate and Jesus. Pilate, who had to know some of what the true Messiah would bring and would mean for the Jewish people, Pilate had to know that if this version that the Jewish people were hoping for was truly Jesus, that Jesus was the most dangerous man alive. That if Jesus truly was this warrior king, that Pilate himself was in trouble. We see this interaction with Pilate, and unfortunately, we don't know how Pilate said any of his words. Although I have been complaining to the author of the Bible for many years that we need a little tone indicator, we can only speculate that Pilate might have been scared. He might have been angry that this crowd of people was wasting his time. But what we do know is Jesus. Jesus telling Pilate, I came to say the truth. I came to talk about the truth. I came to act as the truth. And Pilate gives us one of the greatest lines in the Bible. What is truth? You see, for many of us, truth is different. For the crowds who wanted Jesus handed over to Pilate, truth was that Jesus failed to meet their expectations. Truth was, Jesus was kind of a disappointment. Truth was that if this really was the Son of God, well, that was, as the kids these days say, really lame. The truth was, for Pilate, he really was just appointed there by the Roman Empire because the Jewish people kept revolt. They kept killing the governors. They kept trying to do things like overthrow the Roman government by themselves, which was not recommended. And you see, Pilate may or may not have really cared about his job. And then the truth that Jesus brings is different than what either party was expecting. The truth that Jesus brings was very radical. It was the truth that we simply need to love one another, that we need to treat our neighbors with respect, with love, with kindness, that really we should treat everyone how we ourselves want to be treated. Now, that message didn't hit home about 2,000 years ago, and I still don't really think it's hitting home today. I mean, we keep wanting this different society, this different culture. We keep hoping that the effects of Jesus 2,000 years ago would do something different. No, instead we see Christians being the most persecuted faith across the world while simultaneously being able to live in luxury without fear here in the United States. We see people in the past using Christianity to justify things such as the Crusades. Now, none of this seems to be this truth that Jesus is talking about. So, I mean, is Jesus still disappointing today? If we were the crowd of people back then, would we today be handing over this person saying we don't want him because he's not what we pictured? He's not this magical figure that's able to single-handedly bring peace and unity and love between all people and all nations? Yeah, I think we probably would have been there with the crowd saying, no, give us Barabbas and keep this Jesus guy. You see, Jesus did not seem radical. Jesus seemed to disappoint and still disappoint. But yet, what Jesus said and what Jesus brings is truly, truly radical. There's a reason why Christ the King Sunday was brought about. As Pastor Ross said, it originated in the 1920s against a rise in nationalism. Now, this wasn't just nationalism that we see today. This was both fascism and communism on a wide spectrum. This was against putting country over God. You see, if we put country over God, if we don't put God or Jesus first, then we are bound to not actually love our neighbors. We are bound to not actually do any of those revolutionary things that Jesus talked about. We're not bound to welcome the stranger. We aren't bound to go eat with the other or the undesirable. We ourselves are responsible for implementing the true reign of Christ that looks simply as going up to someone and saying, I love you for you, and I see the face of Christ in you. Now that truly is radical, and if we all can truly do that, then this world would actually be good, good.